Thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing patience with me. Forgive me for trying to act from the flesh, and please help me to live by your Spirit alone. Amen. My precious and faithful family, as you can tell by the lack of messages, we have been very, very busy, and also I've had some down days with fibromyalgia. More than normal, more than usual. The monsoons are here, and I think that has something to do with it. So I've been coping, and some days I'm down for half a day, and that really, really takes a portion of the day down. Anyway, we are getting reports from some of our prayer warriors about Iran preparing for a war, testing mid-range nuclear weapons. So I know many of these diverse sufferings that we've gotten are related to that Simon's cross. And if you're feeling unusually burdened, that could be the cross you're carrying for the Lord. One of our prayer warriors has been seeing in the Spirit, and while praying in tongues over the Lord's Supper, many truth swords over Washington, D.C. The angel of justice holds a truth sword, shining the light of Christ over that place. Dark clouds of demonic networks are being dispersed. Truth is coming out. We probably won't get half of it, but those who need to know, they will get everything they need to deal with evil in our government. And Iran is quickly becoming the fastest growing church in the world. I saw, while praying in the Spirit a few weeks ago, the Prince of Persia being bound by great chains. Saint Michael was seeing to this with innumerable angels under him. And that's a contribution from one of our prayer warriors. And here's the latest on the refuge. We have 9 lovely people up there with 4 more coming very soon. Actually, as of tonight, perhaps 6 more. They pray together, work together, and share their readings for the day, and pray for one another. For most of them, it's really, really a different experience because they're used to being in a place that's hostile to what they believe. and everyone from different parts of the world is enjoying the fact that we're a family, and we all get along together really well because we all believe the same things. I've tried to be really careful to draw attention to the ways that the enemy can get in and cause division. And everyone is being very careful. Nana and Gabriel have been down here in Taos, and we were led by the Lord to do a food bank for the outlying areas of the mountain. I had done this once before, delivering food to the little widows who live alone and are lonely. It is so sweet to see their eyes light up with joy when we come. Of course, not everyone is happy to see us. One lady looked at us with great suspicion and fear. Oh, I felt so bad for her. She looked really frightened. I wish I knew why she was so afraid of us. I used to bring food to her father 12 years ago, but she was obviously not wanting anything to do with us. So we did pray for her, and that God would bless her. Our next door that we knocked on was opened by a very sweet woman with a big smile. I didn't do anything to deserve that, but I sure was glad to see it. She had just lost her stepfather, and I could see his hospital bed through the window because they hadn't come to pick it up yet from the rental place. Please pray for Christine and her family that they can recover from this loss. I remember how the Lord wept when he experienced the sting of death through Lazarus. He hates death and has done away with it for those who believe. Something very sweet was awakened in me, a certain kind of caring that I hadn't felt since my food bank days. Seeing the suffering of those who lost loved ones really made a deep impression. The Lord also prompted us to pray for those who would have prayer. A wonderful thing happened. An elderly lady suffered from back pain for years and was healed when one of our group prayed for her. All the pain left her back. Oh, my sweet Lord, thank you. I confess to you, my dear ones, I used to really believe for healings, I've even taught on that when I first became a Christian as well. And I've allowed myself to lose confidence in the Lord's mercy. And with Ezekiel, it came back, yet just within the family. And I've longed for this gift, so I'm going to start exercising it. And if the first prayer doesn't work, I will pray again and again and again and again. I want to see the joy on their faces when they realize how much the Lord loves them and that Jesus takes away their pain. Nana got a reading from Mother Teresa's book today, Jesus, the Word to be Spoken. Mother Teresa said, "We have been instrumental in preaching the Word of God to the poor, the neglected, the sorrowful and lonely of all nations. Unworthy though we are, God has used us to make Him known and loved by this God-oblivious world. We have the privilege of entering the very homes of a poor and neglected faithful, and thus to pull them and their children out of their beds and bring them together to praise God in the midst of His church, to take part in her sacrifice, and to eat the Lord's Supper." Well, that's what Mother Teresa had to say. This was a tremendous confirmation to us that we need to have an outreach to our neighbors, touching those who are homebound and forgotten, as well as those who are not yet believers. We're praying for a family that has blocked the access to our road that leads to the Hermitage. Even though the gate they put up is illegal, the Lord does not want us to take our brother to court. But He wants us to pray for this family, which I have recently learned is notoriously difficult to reason with. When God allows this kind of oppression, many times it's because that family is lost, and He's chosen us to pray for them so that they will come into the kingdom. Please pray for me, dear ones. It's a battle for me to bless those who've hurt us so much. But if I'm going to be called a Christian, I must put my flesh down and love my enemies as the Lord loved the Romans who crucified Him. I do want to give you a heads up on spiritual warfare. We are learning that the Satanists are cursing us with swords that have their own particular title or curse to them. For instance, we found one today, as one of our prayer warriors was hit with an excruciating headache. In the spirit, I saw a sword driven through her head from ear to ear. On it was written, "Agony." I prayed for it to be removed, and that Holy Spirit would repair the damage done to both the brain and the spiritual head. These cursed words are being used prolifically to hinder and disable Christians. They're carved on these swords. And so when the sword hits, the curse goes with it. You can take out the sword, but if you don't dismantle that curse, you're still going to have a problem. Pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you if you need to pray against a curse. Wait on Him and pay attention in the spirit to what you see. Then ask how to pray and do it. I believe we are receiving now a new grace and training in defensive weapons, because the enemy also has been given new weapons. But be aware, very aware, of what doors you might have opened to allow that curse to land. Virtue left unguarded soon becomes license, and we fall into sin so easily, especially with our mouths. Repentance daily, my dear ones, is an absolute necessity along with the armor of God. And when you repent, please understand the Lord is lovingly receiving your repentance and blessing you for it, healing you and giving you strength so that you won't do that again. He's so loving and tender. He doesn't have His brow down or pointing the finger and beating on you. He's looking at you with those big, beautiful eyes, listening to your soul and calming it with His love and forgiveness. Lord, what would you like to say? Jesus began, "I have listened very carefully to the thoughts of your heart, Claire, and the words of your mouth, and I see the struggle you're having with yourself concerning those who have sided with the enemy and made your life so difficult. I have also guided you very precisely through the songs I chose on your playlist. And for those of you who don't know, we have a playlist of songs that we put on random and pray the Holy Spirit will choose the songs that communicate what God wants to communicate to us. So He chooses the songs. The first one was Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills from where my help comes. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, He who watches over Israel will never slumber or sleep. The sun will not harm you by day, and the moon will not harm you by night. That was Psalm 121 by Eden's Bridge. Psalm 91, also another Eden's Bridge song. I will not allow your enemies to overcome you, and I will watch over your coming in and going out, now and forevermore. And I want to tell you, the road going into the refuge is treacherous. Oh my gosh, I don't know what it's going to be like when it's wet and slippery, but there are a few places that are very, very dangerous. So I'm claiming this. I will watch over your coming in and going out, now and forevermore. We need that from the Lord. And Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And here I am, sitting and trying to figure out ways to make this happen so the gates will be taken away. And the Lord is saying, not through your intelligence, my dear, not through what you think or what you want to try to do, but rather by my power and by my Spirit will this be accomplished. Yes, Lord, I hear you. I'm sorry. Boy, I've been in the flesh. And Julie True is a beautiful song. I need your touch today. And I was feeling that acutely. She has another song called Faith Like a Child. And that's just another reminder. Faith like a child. A child doesn't question like us grown-ups do. And the last song that he played was Just As I Am by Eden's Bridge. That's a classic Christian hymn. I come to you just as I am. It affirms the Lord's unconditional love and that He's waiting for us and receives us in the mess we're in. Yes, I have been in a mess and I needed to hear that. Just as I am, I receive you. You are received by the Lord. Just as I am, God receives me. Jesus continued, Claire, all these songs were meant to bring your thinking into alignment with mine. I don't like to see you chasing rabbit trails or wasting time. You have wasted a great deal of time thinking the way the world thinks and resisting hard feelings against them. It is true their family does need prayer very badly. And you offering up this terrible injustice for their salvation has much more weight and power to it than you can understand at this time. My children, do not get entangled in the world's fights. Come to me and ask how I want to handle an unjust situation. You may find yourself cooperating with me to save the souls of those who practice injustice. You see, not many will pray for them. Rather, they will turn away and have nothing to do with them. But you must go after the lost, not caring how they harm you. I send you into these situations to pray for them. No matter if you don't see conversion right on the spot, it may happen only on their deathbeds. What matters to me is that you loved me so much you are willing to forgive and pray for them. This, my children, is a great proof of your love for mankind and for me, who died for them. I do not ask you to have warm, fuzzy feelings, just to forgive and pray the good for them. This is when you become co-redeemers with me and share in my sufferings on this earth, and so you will share in my resurrected glory. Even as it is written, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. but not just live with me, but be resurrected even as I have been, and live with me in glory in heaven. And the more fully you share in my sufferings, the greater your glory in heaven. But I say this, knowing full well, this is not a heart dweller's motive. Children, the enemy will do all in his power to turn your hearts dark by impure motives. He knows well, blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. And if they see God, they will also hear him and respond in obedience. But the first step to this is a pure heart. And your heart is not pure if you were thinking and plotting the downfall of others while praying to me. I'm not interested in fulfilling that prayer unless it's part of their salvation. But this is a selfish motive, and that is not pure, done purely for me. So you lose ground in hearing from me and seeing me. This is Satan's goal, because you cannot be used well if you cannot hear me and obey. If your heart is not pure, at least you can pray, Lord, make me willing to be made willing. I want you to look upon your foes as children who have lost their way in the dark wood. They sought their own advantage over and over again as a way of life. They modeled that to their children who followed their example. And pretty soon you have a whole generation, a family of 40 or 50, who were raised this way. They were taught to fight and grope, steal and do the deeds of darkness to have what they wanted. They are lawless, with a conscience that has long ago lost the distinction between right and wrong. So I send my bride to pray for them. This is my bride, who I am wed to, and these are my children, these are our children that we have had together. And I send my bride to pray for them, lest they all perish in hell. And they treat my bride with contempt, thinking no one will see. But I do see. I hear the pleading and tears of those who have been done injustice. And I arise, not with fire in my eyes, but love, because these are foolish and lost souls, and I long to bring them back into the fold before it is too late. You see, when you take my side, you must think as I think. You must do what I do. Then you become righteous and bring glory to my name. Oh, there is so much you need to learn and conquer in yourselves, and this is the time and place to set out on conquering your fleshly nature and put on the garment of light and righteousness and live not for yourself, but for me and your brother. So I extend this invitation to you, all my brides. Be willing to be made willing to put down your flesh and the ways of the world. This is the time and season. I am extending that grace to each of you who will take it to heart. I love you so very tenderly. Fill up on me in your prayer time, and you will learn the ways of love more quickly, because it will be pouring out of you, and you'll have much less resistance to deal with from your self-will nature. I love you. I'm with you. We will help you conquer yourself and bring glory to my name.